Central New York's economy continues to tread water. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the yearly economic forecast breakfast, sponsored by Center State CEO in Syracuse, showed a picture of slight economic growth and a community that's lagging behind other upstate regions.
Gary Keith, the regional economist for M&T Bank, says the outlook for 2017 is a lot like it was for 2016. He says the economy did expand last year in central New York, but the growth was substantially behind other parts of the country and upstate New York. And Keith expects a similar kind of growth this year. Keith says while central New York's growth remains under 2%, the story is very different in other parts of upstate, like Albany and Buffalo, which have seen growth in the neighborhood of 10%. Keith says that growth comes from businesses and communities that are taking a chance.
The areas that have moved ahead of central New York have been taking risks. They've been willing to say, I'm not comfortable, but I'm going to do it anyway, and move into new areas that they have not been previously embracing. And that is part of growth. To stay where you are doesn't move you forward, and that is really what I think Central New York's issues have been.
There are some bright spots looking forward. For example, Keith says there's been growth in income and demographics are showing more young people in the area. But ultimately, he says the way out of Central New York's economic stagnation will come from embracing a new economy full of entrepreneurs willing to take risks in a number of areas ranging from finance to tourism to education. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.